Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, USDA published its 90-day progress report on climate-smart agriculture and forestry. The report represents an important step towards President Biden's executive order on tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad and a shift towards a whole-of-department approach to climate solutions. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with more information and the Council's response to the report.
This week, USDA released what they're calling a 90-day progress report on climate-smart agriculture and forestry practices. There's not a lot of new information in this report. It's largely in response to a request for information that the administration had put out several weeks ago where they wanted to collect input from farmers, ranchers, other stakeholders in agriculture about what USDA needed to be considering when it comes to trying to advance climate smart ag practices. And so some of the takeaways in this report that was released this week includes how USDA will move forward in identifying what are considered climate smart practices on farms and ranches, what additional research and data collection is needed to try to help fill in some of the unanswered questions and data gaps that are out there, and to try to improve verification of various practices and how that impacts carbon emissions or sequestration. Also, they noted the importance to recognize and include early adopters in some of these policies moving forward, which is certainly a priority that our industry has had. And then also how USDA can leverage existing conservation programs to try to accomplish some of these goals. And finally, working to improve the focus of research that USDA does to make sure it is helping to deliver some answers and some results that can be applied at the farm level to address climate issues. And so this, again, is going to be an ongoing issue that we'll see further develop in the coming months by USDA and more broadly across the administration.
Once again, that's Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. Well, the Wheat Quality Council's 2021 Hard Red Winter Wheat Tour finished up last week. The total weighted average this year estimated was 58.1 bushels per acre, a likely tour record that DTN says far surpasses USDA's national yield projection of 52.1 bushels per acre. It's the highest tour yield estimate in 19 years and the best in the event's history, which stretches back over 40 years. The tour made 250 stops in multiple fields, most of which were in Kansas. They did visit several fields in southern Nebraska and northern counties in Oklahoma. Kansas is the nation's largest winter wheat producing state, and Kansas farmers planted 7.3 acres last fall. Harvest is set to get underway in June. You've got farm news on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.